The final piece in the Onondaga County's Lakeview Amphitheater project is in place. Country singer Miranda Lambert has been inked as the first artist to play the venue. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it's taken a little over a year to get the sometimes controversial project ready for primetime.
Double shifts, fast-track legislation, and a cooperative neighbor, some of the reasons Onondaga County's been able to transform a cliff made of discarded soda ash into a stage and entertainment venue overlooking a lake in the midst of being rescued from decades of pollution. The project's most vocal booster, Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney.
We just haven't let up. We've had our foot on the gas pedal for the last several months.
There were some bumps along the road, a balky county legislature that had to be convinced artists would come and perform in an amphitheater in central New York, environmentalists worried about lingering chemicals, and critics wondering why spend money on an entertainment venue instead of fixing potholes.
The fact that we're going to have a show here September 3rd with Miranda Lambert is really now, I hope, answering those critics.
One of the keys to the amphitheater's quick construction, state legislation last year that allows it to be a design-build project. That means contractors submit a single bid instead of different parts of the project being bid out separately. Syracuse area Assemblyman Bill Magnarelli gets credit for that.
What the design bill allows you to do, along with a project labor agreement, is get everybody on the same page. Everybody coordinating together.
The other collaborator in this whole thing, the New York State Fair, which sits across the interstate from the amphitheater and which will undergo its own multi-million-dollar renovation in the coming year. Acting fair director Troy Waffner says the fair and the amphitheater will have a symbiotic relationship. And he's not worried that when Lambert takes the stage September 3rd, two other fair stages will be featuring other high-profile performers.
Miranda Lambert will probably sell out. Between Meghan Trainor, who will put 25,000 people out of Chevy Court, and Patti LaBelle, who will hold her own out at the grandstand. It's actually a great diversity of acts. I mean, from pop to soul to country.
Mahoney says now this first concert is under the county's belt. It will be the start of an economic impact the county estimates in the tens of millions.
I think people are going to see very quickly that this is an economic engine that's going to fuel those projects where we're going to be fixing water pipes and paving roads with the dollars that's been off of this amphitheater.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.